February 7, The Daily Stoic. Fear is a self-fulfilling prophecy. Many are harmed by fear itself, and many have come to their fate while dreading fate. Seneca, Oedipus, 992. Only the paranoid survive, Andy Grove, a former CEO of Intel, famously said. It might be true, but we also know that the paranoid often destroy themselves quicker and more spectacularly than any enemy. Seneca, with his access and insight into the most powerful elite in Rome, would have seen this dynamic play out quite vividly. Nero, the student whose excesses Seneca tried to curb, killed not only his own mother and wife, but eventually turned on Seneca, his mentor too. The combination of power, fear, and mania can be deadly. The leader, convinced that he might be betrayed, acts first and betrays others first. Afraid that he's not well-liked, he works so hard to get others to like him that it has the opposite effect. Convinced of mismanagement, he micromanages and becomes the source of the mismanagement. And on the things we fear or dread, we blindly inflict on ourselves. The next time you are afraid of some supposedly disastrous outcome, remember that if you don't control your impulses, if you lose your self-control, you may be the very source of the disaster you so fear. It has happened to smarter and more powerful and more successful people. It can happen to us too. A Year with C.S. Lewis. The Spirit of God. The union between the Father and the Son is such a live, concrete thing that this union itself is also a person. I know this is almost inconceivable, but look at it thus. You know that among human beings, when they get together in a family or a club or a trade union, people talk about the spirit of that family or the club or the trade union. They talk about its spirit because the individual members, when they are together, do really develop particular ways of talking and behaving which they would not have if they were apart. It is as if a sort of communal personality came into existence. Of course, it is not a real person. It is only rather like a person. But that is just one of the differences between God and us. What grows out of the joint life of the Father and Son is a real person, is in fact the third of the three persons who are God. This third person is called, in technical language, the Holy Ghost or the Spirit of God. Do not be worried or surprised if you find it or him rather vaguer or more shadowy in your mind than the other two. I think there is a reason why that must be so. In Christian life, you are not usually looking at him. He is always acting through you. If you think of the Father as something out there in front of you, and of the Son as someone standing at your side helping you to pray, trying to turn you into another Son, then you have to think of the third person as something inside you or behind you. Perhaps some people find it easier to begin with the third person and work backwards. God is love, and that love works through men, especially through the whole community of Christians. But this spirit of love is from all eternity, a love going on between the Father and the Son. This is from Mere Christianity. Come to Him for rest and refreshment. This is from Jesus Calling. The journey has been too much for you, and you are bone weary. Do not be ashamed of your exhaustion. Instead, see it as an opportunity for Him to take charge of your life. Remember that He can fit everything into a pattern for good, including the things you wish were different. Start with where you are at this point in time and space, accepting that this is where He intended you to be. You will get through today one step, one moment at a time. Your main responsibility is to remain attentive to Him, letting Him guide you through the many choices along your pathway. This sounds like an easy assignment, but it is not. Your desire to live in His presence goes against the grain of the world, the flesh, and the devil. Much of your weariness results from your constant battle against these opponents. However, you are on His path, choosing not to give up. Hope in Him, for you will again praise Him for the help of His presence. We are assured and know that God, being a partner in their labor, all things work together and are fitting into a plan for good and for those who love God and are called according to His design and purpose. This is Romans 8:28. Why are you in despair, O my soul? And why have you become disturbed within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise Him, the help of my countenance and my God. Psalm 42:11.